are listening to Seated to Serve with business leader and community activist Jeff Bickerstaff, connecting the dots between community, business, and family. Now, here's your host, Jeff Bickerstaff.
Well, in this fast-paced world that we live in, I think we all have our moments to where we say, what is going on? And let's face it, we struggle with things. And with that, we may talk to our friends, we may talk to our family. And the one thing I have found is that they will probably, for the most part, always be on your side. And I don't know if that's always good. But our guest today will tell us why it's always good to talk to someone that's a third party, if you will. Our guest today is Mike Hamilton. He is the spiritual director of Gateway Biblical Counseling. Hope I got that right.
No, that's okay. It. That's right.
Dreaming of a new home, an upscale lifestyle, or just a great new space for your growing family? Jeannie Martin and her team at Jeannie Martin Realty are excited to share valuable insight about Sachse, Texas, and all the surrounding areas you love the most. Contact Jeannie Martin Realty at martinteam.com. That's martenteam.com. Or simply pick up the phone and call 972-414-0719. Jeannie Martin Realty, making your dreams a reality since 1997. Go to martenteam.com to view listings at your fingertips right now, or call 972-414-0719 today. Jeannie Martin Realty is proud to sponsor Seated to Serve on the OBBM network.
Yep. Mike, welcome. It's great to see you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
We were talking beforehand. I knew Mike in high school and way back at the Garland High School days, and we were reminiscing about that, and we'll keep the names out of it. Yeah. But, you know who you are.
Yeah.
So it's good to be here, and I look forward to talking to you more about this subject of struggling, that the struggles that people have and the world we live in, and how we can get help with that. So I look forward to what you have to say. I guess a good place to start is, how'd you get started in this business?
Well, I mean, it's interesting what God does with your story, right? Because I was an accountant for a long time, and I was a good accountant, but when you look up the definition of accountant in the dictionary, that's not my picture, right? And right. And I'm way more relatable and personal and connected to people. So I remember at one point I was dating, who is currently my wife now, and I was trying to get my accounting degree at UTD, and I just hated the classes. And she was like, why are you doing this? And I'm like, well, this is what I've always done. And
right.
She goes, well, what do you want to do? Well, I had been through 8 years of counseling in my 20s because I have an abuse past, and my life had fallen apart, and I'd struggled and had a lot of wounds. And so that's why I went back to that. And I just said, man, I was taught how to love people really well by this woman that I had seen as a counselor. And I always felt like that is supposed to be what I do as a living. And she was like, well, why don't you do that? And it was like one of those things where you're like, shouldn't my parents have asked me this question a long time ago? Like, what do you want to do?
How much money did they pay?
Right. And so it was really interesting when she put that out there, and it was immediately that God was going, hey, this is what I've been calling you into, so that's kind of how it started. Like, I always feel like the best counselors that I know in the room are counselors who have been wounded, that work through their stuff, that have a long history of painful things in their lives, right? Brokenness and that kind of thing.
Well, that's very interesting because, you had just mentioned, and I've known you a long time. Of course, I know that's not something that you share at cocktail parties that,
right.
Hey, I was abused. But you're right. That's when you said that, light bulb went off in my head that if anybody can relate. Now, of course, you had your counseling first.
Right, right.
But once you went through that, if anybody could relate, it's you. And you're right. And as a Christian myself, you do – well, God calls everybody to do something.
Mm-hmm.
It's whether they listen or not.
Right.
It's whether they actually act on it. And I think it's like a lot of things, thank goodness that God doesn't give up on us.
Right.
Because we can be pretty stubborn.
Yeah.
And say, I don't want to do that. Or like you said, with accounting, this is why I'm supposed to do accounting. That's just my chosen path in life.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, and your lovely wife got you to ask those questions and open up to God to say, hey, well, maybe this is not what I need to do. And, I was looking at your website, and of course, we chatted a couple weeks ago about coming on. And I will tell you, it's very sobering to look at the conditions, if that's the right word to say, of what you deal with your clients. And I was just going to read a couple of them. You know, this is on your website, you know, PTSD, depression, anxiety, pornography addiction, sexual abuse, and it goes on and on and on. Boy, you know, where do you start with all that? Why do you think that, well, I guess I should say, I guess the inclination would be, gosh, why is that so much more prevalent than it was before? But I don't know if that's really true or not. If it's more prevalent than it was, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it's more prevalent. I just think that we're more educated on what it is. You know, I mean, if you go back to the 30s and, you know, prior to that, it's Alzheimer's was the crazy Aunt May, right? But now we're more educated on what that is. And so I just think that the more you can categorize disorders in a way that helps people go, oh, all of these people do this certain thing, right? And so it's not a disorder like you're crazy. It's a disorder meaning that I'm wounded in a particular way that shows up as I relate to others in this, like this. So anxiety or depression, or I say a lot of us have attachment disorders, which is not a true like DSM definition, but it's, you know, we were wounded as kids by our caregivers. And so when we try to attach from those places, all of those wounds show up and we start having all of these problems in our marriages and our friendships and our relationships, you know what I'm saying? And so what isn't out there to people in terms of knowledge is that those wounds dictate how we relate, how we love, how we give love and receive love. If we believe that we're enjoyable or not, if, you know, if we'll allow people to see us and know us and be intimate and vulnerable with us. And the more wounds you heap on a kid, the more he's going to go, I'm not interested in any of that, right? So, which is fine. And I think God affords for kids who are going through some traumatic things to go, okay, I can't deal with this. I'm going to just put it in a box and set it aside. But when they get to be adults and they enter into relationships, suddenly they're like, oh, wait a minute.
You know, we got problems.
We've got problems, right? And so, and the thing that keeps people out of counseling or what I do is spiritual direction, which is similar, is that people go, oh, I don't want anybody to know me. I don't want anybody to see me. If you knew who I was, you wouldn't like me. You wouldn't love me. You wouldn't want me. You wouldn't enjoy me, right? And so I say, you know, when that's a barrier for people to come in because they think somebody's going to sit with them and point out all of their horribleness.
Right. I was going to say all their flaws.
Right. Which what you're really doing is saying, for me to love you well is to enter into places that are going to be very disturbing to your heart. Right. And you're going to go, ooh, I don't want you to talk about that or go there or see me there. And but to be loved and known, you have to go there. Does that make sense? And some of our dysfunction in relationships is actually revolving around my protection of my wounded heart. Right. So the analogy is like if I have four broken ribs and you go, hey, Mike, come in here. I want to give you a hug. Well, I'm going to give you a one-armed side hug and and keep you away from those broken ribs, right? And that's not what we're designed to do in relationships, right?
No, I know. And I think you hit some very important points there. Is I was told once, I've been to counseling myself. I could promise you I've...
You need a vacation, a beautiful beach, first-class accommodations, whatever delights your soul. At LCS Travel Services, you can afford to have it all. LCS Travel Services saves you money and time for a great vacation. We'll match you with the perfect destination, resort, or package without charging you any fees and require only a down payment to get you started. Call us today at 214-432-2909. That's 214-432-2909. LCSTravel.com to find out what we can do for you. And then call 214-432-2909 today.
I wouldn't be married to my lovely wife if I had not gone. I sure wouldn't be sitting here doing a podcast if I had not gone. And, you know, that's probably a whole nother show. On your show, I can come and talk about my experiences.
Right.
But briefly, I can say that everything you said, I can relate to personally because – you know, I was wounded as a kid through my parents' relationship, and I love them to death. So I'm not sitting here blaming them. It's just that things happened.
Correct.
And I was wounded by that. But as a kid, hey, just move on. You know, you're in high school and you're having fun. I was in marching band. I had my family in that regard. And you go on to college and, okay, you have fun there. Mm-hmm. And then you get a job. But then something happens, in my case, you know, a relationship that I didn't know how to handle, mm-hmm. because that was tied into what my relationship with my mom and dad had. And boy, then it hits you in the face.
Right.
You know, and you're like, what is wrong with me? And I was,
By the way, is not even the right question, right?
I know.
That's where we go.
But that's what
our
I
hearts
said.
Believe something. Yeah. Exactly. But then what you really, or what God's really doing is saying, hey, I'm going to set up this to expose this in your heart, not to prove that what's wrong with you. It's more, man, you need to be loved and healed there, right? I mean,
no, you're absolutely right. Yeah. It's just, as you know from your experience,
right.
It doesn't feel that way.
Exactly.
You know, it does feel like, what's wrong with me? Now, I was very fortunate that I had a coworker at the city of Garland, and you know, Sandra, I love you. If you're listening, she's actually going to school to be a counselor.
Oh, okay, right.
You know, and so she had, obviously she could see some signs that, you know, while I had good heart and good intentions, you know, I was struggling with relationships. Mm-hmm. And you know, the best thing she ever did for me was she said, "Hey, I would share some things with her." You know, she's like my mom basically, and a young kid out of college, first job, 24 years old, in the city of Garland and all that. And she said, "Jeff, you know, you have some issues that your friends, they love you, and they're pretty much gonna tell you it's okay, Jeff, you're a good guy."
Yeah.
And that's not really what's going to ultimately help you, because she had the professional experience to know that. Mm-hmm. And then she said, she basically gave me a card, of a Christian family marriage counselor, or whatever that designation is. Because I thought it was very important to go to a Christian counselor because of my Christian beliefs. And I just figured it'd be not a waste of time, but I guess a waste of time going to a secular
counselor. Well, yeah, I always say
I say that, but I don't know if that's true. But
I mean, it's like taking your car into a bicycle repair shop, right? Like, like you would never do that. And if you're a believer, you're designed by God, you need to. Yeah, right.
Right. And so to wrap that part of it up is that, you know, you touched on this earlier, and we'll talk more about this after the break, but, you know, I think I waited a month. I still had these experiences I was having before. I thought, well, I was always told that strong people, we don't need counseling. I mean, you know, strong people can handle their own problems, you know, and I was fighting that. And you know, I remember one day, there's always a breaking point. Mm-hmm. You know, there's always something that happens. And and God loves us so much that he allows that to happen. And he goes, man, I always picture my head back then. It's like, okay, man, it's going to suck for you. But, but you know, we got to do it, you know, and details are for another show. But it happened. And I went back to Sandra. I had thrown away the card. I ain't going. I don't need to go. What does she know?
Yeah.
She's still going to school for it. I mean, she's not even a counselor yet. You know, and then I said, do you still got that car? And 3 years later, I was much better off. And when we come back from our break, we're going to talk more with Mike about how we can be better off and what it takes to get there. We're going to have some sponsors pay some bills, and we'll see you on the other side.
Your heart wants to buy, but your bank account is screaming, you're not ready. Chances are, you're closer than you think. Randy Watkins and the team at Academy Mortgage provide options you probably never knew existed, and then they walk you through it all. Conventional loans, renovation loans, even energy efficiency loans. Call Randy Watkins today, 214-684-1164, and begin taking charge of your future. That's Randy Watkins at Academy Mortgage, 214-684-1164. Randy Watkins, NMLS 177234, Academy Mortgage, NMLS 3113, Equal Housing Lender.
We're back. Thank you for visiting our sponsors. They'll love you if you do, and they're great sponsors, so we appreciate you visiting them. And we're visiting with Mike Hamilton. He's a spiritual director of Gateway Biblical Counseling in Dallas, Hillcrest and 635, I think.
Yes.
Ooh, how's that traffic everywhere?
Oh, no, it's actually a great location, actually.
Okay. Right.
You know, I mean, I know the high five sounds scary, but, you know, it's centrally located.
Okay. Hey, well, as long as you're good with it, hey. Yeah. Well, Mike, we were talking about before the break about I shared my breaking point as far as, hey, where I actually went in to seek professional help. Mm-hmm. But let's expand on that. You know, how important is that for someone to get to ultimately where they need to get?
Yeah, well, so we get two different types of clients in, right? One of them will be somebody who is not broken yet, but they're so miserable and their life doesn't work at all and it's fallen apart. And we will walk with them in a way and love them and care for them while they're moving towards what I call biblical brokenness, or what God calls us to be broken. Because I think you look at it as, so he sent a Ferrari down to the planet, right? And then we get a hold of it and life happens and we put pink racing stripes and big monster truck wheels. And he comes back and he's like, what the heck? That's not the Ferrari I sent down there, right? And so he goes, well, I want the person I knew, right? And part of the process to get you back to the person that he formed, right, is brokenness and suffering and the things that as a human on our own, we tend to want to avoid, right? But that is a big, huge piece of what he does. And you never enter brokenness and come out the same person, right? You always enter brokenness and you come out somebody who is at rest. You have a lot more freedom. You love differently. You love more sacrificially. And again, I think internally, when you're wounded as a kid, one of the core problem, and I talk about this on the website some, is we don't receive love well and we don't give love well. And so what we do at Gateway is we love people well. And then what you start seeing over time is their heart softens and changes and they're more vulnerable, and then they start loving well with their friends and their coworkers, and it's like this weird God-ordained pyramid scheme, right?
Right.
Like I love 10 people and then they love 10 people, and right? And it's just this thing that happens. And so it's really neat, because as a kid, I want to go back to what you said. You said earlier, as a kid, you just move on and then you get to high school and you keep moving, which is true. So if you take a trauma house, where sexual trauma is happening or physical trauma is happening, a little kid doesn't get to choose, right? The kid just needs to attach to a parent. And a parent can do the most horrible things to a kid, and the kid has no choice but to attach, right? So I always tell people, the way they do that and the way they make themselves safe in that is, so if I believe my parent is crazy and he's harmful and he's unpredictable and he's scary and he's abusing me, as a four-year-old, that's terrifying. But if I can say I'm bad and I deserve it and I'm awful and I'm horrible and this is why I'm being abused, then there's some control there, right?
Yeah.
Because in my mind, the hope is one day I'm going to be good and my daddy won't hurt me or my mommy won't hurt me.
Right.
Well, so that's how you survive. And so you just encase your heart in you're not enjoyable, you're dirty, you're gross, you're unwanted, you're whatever it is that your heart struggles with, right? And you go, this is who I am. And so when the abuse continues to happen, the kid can survive, right? But because God loves us, right, somewhere along the way, he goes, hey, all of those are, A, it's not true. You are lovable. You are enjoyable. I do want to know you. I do see you, right? And I want you to experience that with people around you too. And that's where he starts using brokenness and suffering and failed relationships to make you go, okay, something's wrong.
Right. Yeah. It really hits home to me, because like I said, I've had that experience in my life. And, just a quick clarification, I wasn't abused, but my parents went through horrible marriage problems and yelling, fighting, hitting, things like that. Mm-hmm. And it was just awful, awful experience. But like you said, but I did the things I had to do to move on and survive, if you will, and not just survive it, quite frankly, but do well.
Yeah.
And, but you know, it's funny, it's whatever the type of abuse it is, you're trying to, at least in my mind, I just need a substitute for it,
and,
now boy, that's a whole other thing, but that's obviously a lot of people do that. It might be drugs. It might be pornography. It might be something else.
All kinds of things.
But for me, I just wanted a family that was, functional. I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but right. a mom and dad that loved each other, and they do, and they did. And like I said, we don't have time for all that. But at the time, I sure didn't feel that way. And so, looking back, what do you think I did? I gravitated toward people to other families, and my friends, mom and dad. Marching Man was one big family, in high school. That was my family, and you just gravitate to what you feel like you're missing. And then I get on cruise control, and luckily my parents got it together, if you will, and later on, and that helped. But I never dealt with the trauma I had experienced.
Absolutely, because you changed in the middle of that, right?
Right.
As a little kid, you had to adapt to something. So I always say, you know, I use a lot of analogies. It probably gets on people's nerves, but you know,
I
say like your heart. You know, God designed your heart. Let's say for the color green, right? And as a parent, I don't care how good of a parent you are, as much green as you're going to give your kid, you're also going to give them purple and blue and yellow and white, and their heart is going to go, I don't know what to do with that,
right?
And so I say the broader definition of trauma is what we had to receive and know what to do with that we weren't designed to receive. Right. So we're designed to receive love and truth and intimacy and closeness and that kind of thing. Right. And so when we get something opposite of that, or there's violence in the home, or there's a lot of yelling or abuse of any type, or just dysfunctional relating relationships, the kid has to adjust their heart. And mm-hmm. that's what I mean by the Ferrari. It suddenly the Ferrari no longer looks like a Ferrari. Right. And God's going, no, I love the heart that I put in you,
right.
And I want that back, you know.
Celebrate life's fun moments with gourmet cupcakes. What is a gourmet cupcake? Simply put, flavor perfection. Confection Perfection by Melissa delights with over 14 flavors of delicious gourmet cupcakes and specialty cookie varieties. Triple chocolate temptation, cookies and dream, almond butter applause, lips smacking lemon. Tantalize your taste buds with cupcake sensations that will bring you back again and again. Go to confectionperfectionbymelissa.com for delivery or pickup orders placed online. Place your order today at confectionperfectionbymelissa.com.
Yeah, and I think that's, and I'm sure you see this in your practice, and I think people, and you tell me, I think to me, like for myself, once I crossed over the hurdle of making the appointment, and even when I made the appointment, I thought about not going.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I'll pay the $50 or whatever, the cancellation fee or whatever. I mean, I just don't want to go because, you know, again, it goes back to what I said before. It's comfort. Yeah, I'm way out of my comfort zone.
Right.
You know, I'm fixing to share the most intimate things about me with, let's face it, a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
And but you've obviously helped a professional that's
right.
trained to deal with that. Is that what you see out there? Is just once you get them in the office? I mean, I know everything's not hunky dory after that.
Yeah.
But once they're in the office, what are your challenges at that point?
Well, yeah. So you know, so what I always tell people is when you get, let's say, just use the number 10 to make it easy. So if I get 10 phone calls in a month, very likely 3 of those are going to come in and 7 of them aren't, right? Because there is this odd placebo effect of, well, I reached out and I feel better because I reached out.
Hmm.
And now that doesn't mean that their life actually works, but there is this weird, you know, short-term thing.
I did something.
I did something, right? And so what I always tell people is, you know, you've got to give me 6 to 10 sessions to help you understand where you hurt, right? Because generally people come in and they go, hey, I'm hurting, can you make that stop? And you're like, okay, no, because that's not what God's doing.
Right.
God wants you to hurt because you are hurt. So that's where we start. And so if I can get them to a place where they can see where they're hurting or they can see their wounds, right? And then I can give them hope. And my hope that I give them is not, I'm going to cognitively, behaviorally change how you think. What I say is love heals people, and I'm going to walk with you and be personal and connected, and I want to be a part of your community, and I want you to be a part of my life, and I want to be a part of your life, and I'm going to love you as well as I can, and that generally begins to transform people.
You know, you mentioned something I think is very important for people that are going to be listening to this that are hopefully this will get them over the edge to go see someone. But like I said, it's not a 6-session thing, and you're not just, it's not like surgery physically to where, okay, well, we're going to heal you, cut you open, take the pain out, you know, and then eventually you'll be healed and, you know, in 6 weeks. It just doesn't work that way.
Right.
Now, of course, there's all different levels of pain and trauma and all that, of course, just like it's, if you break your leg, okay, there's a healing time there, but if you, you know, or have, you know, if you just in a major car accident and you're got several bones crushed, well, yeah, you're going to have rehab. It's going to take longer. So I know that, but I think it's important to realize that, and I know I did, because I will say when I first went, okay, you know, one hurdle of actually getting the car, the next hurdle of actually calling, the next hurdle of showing up. And then when you show up, it's like, yeah, 7-8 session stops. Yep. I mean, we're gonna do the quick version of this, you know, the Cliff Notes version. Okay, you know, I'm just gonna do my thing, check my box, and I'm healed.
Right.
And well, mine was for 3 years.
Correct.
And that's just the way it was. I mean,
mine was 8.
Yeah, it wasn't. Right. Yeah, it wasn't predetermined. Okay, we got this 3-year plan.
Right.
We went as we went. You know. And it's hard because, like I said, the one thing, and I wish I had a lot more time, and I'll have you come back, but I just want people to understand, I know you could probably say this better, but is that, you know, there's a lot of pain involved when you open this stuff back up, but that's mm-hmm. a good thing.
That's a good thing.
And so I guess we would just end the show on this. What would you say to someone that's just struggling with this? What's the best piece of advice you can give them?
Yeah, well, you know, I would say, you know, let's say the average age now is going to be 90. And so, you know, I have 45 or 50 more years on the planet. And if I can invest 2 years or 3 years in a process and find freedom and rest and know how to receive love well and that kind of thing, I think that's worth it, right? Because then you've got 47 more years of that, right?
Right.
Otherwise, you're walking and limping and bleeding and wounded the entire way through. And I just think it's worth it. And the process is so relational with us that what you'll begin to feel like is like, oh, I'm sitting here having coffee with Mike. It's right. not, oh, I'm coming in to do therapy.
Yeah.
Right. And so I think that's the difference that what we offer than other some of the other places don't.
No, and you described the setting I had. Because you know it was, I didn't feel like therapy per se, but you know that's you know a lot of people, unless it's physical therapy, you know that therapy. Oh, that's a dirty word,
right?
You know that's just for crazy people, but I think you're right though, and it takes a while to get to know your client, of course. But once you get that, once I got to know my counselor, yeah, that's what it was when I came in. Eventually, you know, okay, you know we're going to talk about this, and you know as we went along, some sessions weren't. "Quote unquote," too bad, mm-hmm. you know. And then others were like, just not devastating in the big picture because they were great, but in the moment, what I had to deal with was just I don't know how to describe it. Just devastating.
Right.
You realize something. You do. Well, Mike, it was great for you to be on the show, and you know, I wish we had plenty more time to talk.
Yeah.
But. You know, how can people reach you, you know, if they want to maybe reach out to you or one of your partners? You know?
Yeah, yeah. So it's me and I've got two partners, and our website is gatewaybiblicalcounseling.com, which I know is the biggest URL in history, but that's it works. And so they can go there, and we have a form that they can fill out, and it'll shoot us an email so they don't have to call. My number is out there as the main contact, so they're okay. welcome to call me at 214-417-1655. And then honestly, they can even text me there.
Okay.
We're very, very casual about how we allow people to approach us. So,
well, God bless the work you're doing. It's just, like I said, I can certainly speak from personal experience of how much it will benefit you. I think your analogy about, you know, what time you have left. And of course, we all don't know how much time we have left.
Right.
And all the more reason, you know, if you're struggling with something, reach out, you know. And if you don't know who to call, you know, call Mike. And if you don't feel comfortable because you don't know him, just talk to somebody you trust. Mm-hmm. And maybe they know somebody that you can talk to. And but I just appreciate everything you're doing. And like I said, look forward to having you back.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you, Mike. Have a great day.
If you or your business is interested in being a guest or advertising on the Seed of the Serve show, please call 972-771-4992, or you can email me at jeff@bickerstaffinsurance.com. That's jeff@bickerstaffins.com. That's it for this episode of Seed of the Serve. We're connecting the dots between business, community, and family. Have a great day, everyone.
You've been listening to Seated to Serve with Jeff Bickerstaff. To be a guest on Seated to Serve or to advertise your business, contact 972-771-4992. Seated to Serve is produced by Offbeat Business Media for the OBBM Network and affiliates and is available at offbeatbusinessmedia.com. Listen to Seated to Serve each Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. on OBBM Radio and the OBBM Network podcast, also available on Google Play, iTunes, and your Offbeat Business app. Contact 972-771-4992 for guest and sponsor information today.
Wouldn't it be great to skip mistakes that cost you time, frustration, and not throw money away? My name is Donna Merrill, founder of Business Untangled and the creator of the Making Life Less Taxing program. I find over 75% of business owners are making basic mistakes that cost them thousands and even tens of thousands of dollars every year, and they don't even realize it. With the Making Life Less Taxing program, you can avoid many of those initial mistakes business owners typically make. I'm excited to share the Making Life Less Taxing program so you can learn everything you absolutely need to know to make your business run smoother and life less taxing, giving you less stress and leaving more money in your pocket. Go now to businessuntangled.com or call us at 469-458-0447 to grab your spot in the Making Life Less Taxing program. There are only 50 of these coveted spots available and they are going quickly. So go now to businessuntangled.com and you can start enjoying the benefits of a profitable business today.
You do your best to communicate how your company solves a specific problem, right? But it's easy to overlook the way your company sounds and the impression that leaves. I'm Melanie Murphy, a professional voice actor, and I'm ready to help your message stand out through a radio ad, a video on your website, or phone messaging for your company. Contact me today at melaniemurphyvo.com to discuss your voiceover needs. That's melaniemurphyvo.com. Mention this ad for an Offbeat Business Show discount.